midfield at the 50, pushed out of bounds by Kyle Sweeney, and that will be a gain of about 6 yards.
Nice play, though, by Beale City. They had a lot of different people fooled there. They show a pitch to the right, and a wide receiver coming around the back of the formation to show the reverse, and they fake the reverse, and the Bearcats did a good job of maintaining their gaps and maintaining their assignments, which is the very disciplined feature that the Bearcats bring to any game. They don't typically make mistakes. They don't fall for that type of razzle-dazzle, and they only allow 5 or 6 yards on that play.
Coming out, receiver wide to the right. Double wing offense, man in motion. That's TJ Maxson. It's a handoff right up the middle to Ben Matthews. And he goes right into the teeth of that ugly defense and gets 2 yards. Logan Holbert stops him there after the 2 yard gain out to the 48 yard line in ugly territory. Third down and a ways to go, about third down in 16.
Yeah, very interesting play call there by the Aggies. Very much waving the white flag on this series, and I don't like that. This offense has the ability to do more than that, than run just a simple dive right into Logan Holbert. But credit Holbert holding his ground, making that tackle, now brings up third down in a mile. Truthfully, I thought this was four down territory anyway, so why not try to get 5 or 6 more instead of just running for one?
Receiver wide each way, Ben Matthews and Logan Chilbit, left and right, respectively. Schaefer's under center, man in motion. That's Wade Wilson looking back to pass, staying in the pocket, throws down to the far sideline, and it's in and out of the hands of Wade Wilson at the 25-yard line. Casey Sweeney was in coverage, in and out, and that will be counted as a drop. And now 4th and 16 for the Beale City Aggies.
Oh, and you got to love the wheel route. And if anybody has done it before, the Bearcats, we've seen it with them. We saw the Pirates do it in that district championship game. It is a staple in a lot of these teams' offensive game plans. And Casey Sweeney undercut that route. He tried to jump the route and pick it off and make the big play. That ball sailed right over his head. And if number 6, Wade Wilson, is able to haul it in, if he was able to stay in bounds, he scores on that play. Great play design by the Aggies. Just could not haul it down for that first down.
And back to punt. This would be number 6, Wade Wilson. A booming punt bounces at the 12-yard line, takes a Beale City bounce, and is going to be stopped at the 1-yard line by number 10, Logan Chilman. Dives for it and pins the ugly Bearcats deep, as far deep as you can be on a field, at the 6-inch line, maybe even the 3. And the ugly Bearcats are back on the field at 0-0 ball game halfway through the first quarter.
It doesn't matter what division you are a fan of or where your team is. When you get to a state semifinal, offense is important, defense is important, but the emphasis will be on the special team. Sometimes that is all it takes to change the way the game is played. And I think Coach Sweeney is going to take his first time out here.
Understandably, with 6:17 remaining in the first quarter, and I'll be pinned at their own 1 yard line, 1st and 10, left right across the radio. You're listening to the WLW Sports Network.
Speed, defending, and protecting are important characteristics of a winning football team. At DS Services of Cass City, your source for everything grain storage related, we can help you speed through harvest, defend grain quality, protect your profit, and even add more margin to your bottom line. Whether it's a small grain bin on the farm or a commercial storage facility, minor repairs to complete new grain systems, or the replacement parts you need, we can help. Need a lift? 3 mobile cranes and certified operators can also handle any truss job or lifting need. Visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318.
Timeout. Ubley hands it off to number 44, Shane Ozentoski, their big back, and he gets all the way out to the 5-yard line for a 4-yard gain. Tackle me by outside linebacker Wade Wilson for Beale City. Second down, 6 to go.
We can all take a sigh of relief because I am not so certain that the tip of that football wasn't touching the end zone line. Fabulous special teams punt coverage by the Beale City Aggies, recovering that ball and making sure it doesn't go into the end zone. But on the counter of that after the timeout, Shane Ozentoski, a very important run getting out of their own end zone.
It's a handoff to Shane Ozentoski once again. He's across the 5 out to about the 7-yard line where forward progress is stopped by Wade Wilson. Flag is on the play, and we also have a man down. Seth Schaefer also on the stop. No surprise there. And we now have a Beale City player down. That'd be Matthew Oswald, 6'3", 210-pound sophomore. Medical crews working on him. Regardless, though, brings up a 3rd down and 4 for the Ole Bearcats. Shane Ozentowski with two straight carries.
Absolutely, and no surprise there. I guess if it were me, I'd have been so nervous about a safety that I would have been happy having Casey Sweeney just take the snap and fall forward and get a yard just to get a little bit of breathing room. But Coach Sweeney trusts his offense, and Shane Ozentowski does the job getting out of the end zone. That time, though, he gets hit by Wade Wilson. Seth Schaefer absolutely stands up his momentum and stops him after a very short game.
And we have a flag right in the middle of that. It's going to be a chop block against the Bearcats, so it's half the distance to the goal line. That's going to cost them 2 yards, back to the 2 yard line. So now a repeat second down at 9 to go from the Ubley 2 yard line, right back where we started from.
Yeah, two and a half yard penalty, not a big one there, but you certainly don't want to get caught. Bearcats, though, now you look at it, second down and 9. They would like to get 3 yards per play. So when they only get one, there's a big emphasis now on second down of getting maybe four back on this play.
Beale City in a four-man front. It's going to quarterback keeper Casey Sweeney out of the end zone, beyond the five, and gets tripped up. Looks like the turf jumped out and grabbed him there. A gain of 3 on the play out to the 6 yard line. Third down and 5 for the Bearcats. And Casey Sweeney sprinting out of that end zone as fast as possible.
Oh, man, he had a little bit of daylight there, enough to get a first down, I felt, but it certainly looked like the turf monster got him there, and that is a big, big disadvantage for some of our thumb teams because there is no turf anywhere near us that you can get affiliated with or get practice reps on. It's a very different element to the game. Obviously, the field conditions are fabulous, but it is different. It's not the same dig that your home field would have. It's slick. There's a slick layer to it, and Casey Sweeney met it there and only gets 3 yards.
Sweeney under center, three-man backfield. Hileski, Oberski, and Ozentowski. And it's going to be a handoff up the middle to Carson Hileski. His first carry of the day. He's out to the 8 yard line. Seth Schaefer, middle linebacker, on another tackle there. And now the Ubley Bearcats facing a 4th and 2 inside their own 10 yard line.
Oh, Seth Schaefer absolutely cleans up Carson Hileski. Certainly after watching the tape from last week, Beale City obviously had number 30 circled. That quick dive, that trapped run. And now the Bearcats are going to do something that they haven't probably done all season, if I had to bet, and that's punt from your own end zone. So Beale City, offense and defense right now have been dead even. Beale City special team so far has been the difference.
Casey Sweeney's punt, a good punt into the wind. It comes in at the 45-yard line by Trey Small. He's across the 40 to the 35. Cuts back in at the 30-yard line. It's up and it looks like a fumble on the play. And the Ubley Bearcats have it at the 31-yard line. Ubley recovers. The Bearcats back on offense. And advance the ball 30 yards on the fumble on the end of that play. Trey Small was upended at the end with three players hitting him at the same time. The ball pops loose, and the Bearcats back on offense.
I'm not so certain, but I'm gonna make a highly educated guess here. You won't see, probably shouldn't see Trey Small the rest of the game because the way he went down, that certainly appeared like a concussion to me. He got hit hard and high, and that ball come flying loose, and there was nothing but white jerseys there to recover. Number 11, Levi Peruski, makes the first big impact play of the game. Bearcats. Okay, take over the football.
So instead of a 3 and out at the 3 yard line, he's now suddenly way out to the 31 yard line and still on offense. Ubley calls their second timeout of this first half. Still in this first quarter. And suddenly a little momentum swinging for the Ubley Bearcats.
Just got done emphasizing how important special teams is on the play.
Yeah.
We saw a fabulous punt by the Beale City punter and a recovery to make sure it doesn't go in the end zone by the rest of the special teamers. And now we saw the Bearcats have to punt it away. And what happens? The special teams makes a big hit, jars the ball loose, and forces a fumble, and recovered this time by the Bearcats. So very important so far in this game to know special teams has been the difference.
First and 10 from the 31. Same formation working just inside the left hash. Left, right, across, right. There's a fumble on the play. And Beale City appears that the initial signal says they have it. No word yet from the officials. And nope, Casey Sweeney jumped on it the last second. Now second down and 12 as Casey Sweeney recovers that one.
Wow, number 30 is right there. That's Ben Matthews with an opportunity to take it right back for Beale City. Some confusion by the Bearcats. Just get credit for how disciplined they are and fundamentally sound. They don't make mistakes. And that one there is a tough one. You certainly don't like to run into your own guard and have the football hit the ground in the backfield. It's going to go down as a loss of 2, but make things very difficult for a wing T team.
Second down, 12. Casey Sweeney on the keeper around the right end. Has a little bit of room to run. Now he's swarmed down to the 34-yard line after a 6-yard gain. Tackling the way was Ethan Locke, defensive end. Also plays tackle, 5'8", 170-pound junior. Third down and 6 from the 35-yard line. 2 and